Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Gannon's here. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right. He has a long credential proving that he has all the he can say all that. He's the purveyor and the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column that I've always enjoyed telling you about and encouraging you to find out what's going on over there. Former press secretary for Vice President Dan Quayle and also a big honcho in Newt Gingrich's reign back in the 90s. He's our good friend Rich. Welcome back.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So you're here for – we bring you on the show for a lot of reasons, but today – I ask you in particular to join me on this sort of off anniversary, the 17th anniversary of, or maybe commemoration, we should say, of the attacks of 9/11. And I didn't want to make the whole day about this because of that, but I did want to make sure we talked about it some with someone that I felt was highly qualified, and you are that. The Pentagon attack happened, what, a couple of miles from your house?
Yeah, I could see the Pentagon fire from my front steps. I didn't know any of that. I used to work out of my house back in those days. And my wife called. She worked downtown at the time in D.C. And she said, "Are you watching TV?" And, of course, I was. I was watching Turner Classic movies. So I turned it on, whatever. I turned it on, CNN or MSNBC, And I turned it on about 45 seconds before the second plane hit. Yeah. And, of course, like everyone else in the country, I was mesmerized at that point. And then I heard this boom, and I went out on the front at my front door to see what that was. And I could see the fire. Or
that
the
had to have – what were you? What did you think at that point? You just saw two
–
you saw the second plane confirmed an attack. It wasn't some accident. And
right.
Because the way we watched it, I watched the second plane fly in too. And then here you are literally at almost, you know, ground zero for another attack. What did you think?
I thought we were under, I did think we were under attack. I didn't think it was, it never occurred to me at that point that it was a terrorist attack. I thought it was the Russians or the Chinese or something. And they were coming to wipe out, all the major buildings in New York and Washington, D.C., and in fact, that third plane that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, was coming, apparently, to either the Capitol or the White House.
Right.
It's the seminal moment for your children and mine and people of our age. That's what our kids say, "Where were you when?"
Yeah,
that's
it defined a generation.
For you and me, it was, "Where were you when you found out Kennedy was shot?" For our parents, it was, "Where were you when you heard about Pearl Harbor and then you heard about FDR dying?" So
yeah.
When you say it's a generational event, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and I had just finished the show. I had literally finished my radio show and got it in my vehicle to go. I had a business across town at that time, another one, and I was driving over to that business. And I left my studio and got in the car and turned the radio on, or the radio came on, I should say, and it's the news broke, said, before I even moved, said that there was a plane had flown into a building in New York. Well, I'm a pilot. I love all things aviation. I thought, well, that's interesting. So I literally shut my car off, went back in my office, turned the television on, and sat down, and in about 90 seconds, here came the other plane.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't move from that chair for the rest of the day.
I was up in on Sunday. My wife works for former Governor Tom Ridge, who was also the first Homeland Security Secretary. And Tom This happened when he was governor of Pennsylvania, and he recounted the story of getting in a Chinook helicopter being flown to the site in central Pennsylvania where the Flight 93 went down, mm-hmm. and there was nothing there before Flight 93 went down. There was nothing there after it went down, just bored into
it. Just a big hole.
Yeah, big yeah. hole. But it's very moving when the families are there. You know, let's just quick tell this story. In the one year anniversary, you're right about 17th anniversary. We typically pay attention to anniversaries that are divisible by five.
Mm-hmm.
But on the first anniversary, I had been doing a lot of work for the Pentagon, and so I was invited to sit in the Defense Secretary's section at the Pentagon for the 1 year anniversary and the rededication of the building. After the attack, the contractor said, "We will have this done in a year," and they did. I mean, they mm-hmm. worked 24/7. Unions, not unions, didn't matter. They got it done. But I remember thinking, you know, right in front of the stage were the folks who had lost people in the attack. Right behind them were people who were injured in the attack, and right behind them were people like me that were guests of the secretary.
Right.
And I remember I wrote a column about this. I said I was praying that somebody would come by and say, "We need one seat in this section," and I would have said, mm-hmm. "Take mine.
Yeah.
I do not deserve to be here."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the attitude you know, when I think about those men and women, I want to talk about this a little bit more after the break, but when I think about the people, men and possibly women too, who diverted that plane in Pennsylvania, can you imagine how history would have changed had that plane been allowed to go to its original plan?
Absolutely.
I mean, either the Capitol or the White House. I mean, think about that. I mean, that might have been as much as we recover from the other. That would have been another blow. That would have been another level of a blow, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. To show that we were that vulnerable, especially when we found out it was whatever it was, nine guys or
bunch of jet legs. Yeah.
Flight training.
Yeah. 19. Rich Mullings.com. Twice weekly cyber column.
And twice weekly.
When we come back, I want to talk about courage, ladies and gentlemen. I have a pretty well defined definition of courage, and I'm not sure. I'm afraid that word is being sort of diluted these days. And I'm going to see what Rich has to say about that after the break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Joe Cocker. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.